Right now, we have got two guests in the studio with us. It's been a while since we had guests in the studio, and performers! We've got performers this morning! Adam Rogers is here. He is sitting to my left. Sam Munden is sitting to my right. We are talking about Mamma Mia. The Guysborough Players are putting on a production of Mamma Mia, and you guys already did a production in Guysborough, correct?
We did two shows already.
Yes? Yeah. And how did those shows go?
They went fantastic. We were pretty well sold out for both of them. I don't know exact numbers, but...
Yeah, over 300 for both shows in Guysborough last Saturday and Sunday afternoon, yeah.
Now, I do want to say this, too, that you're both in the cast, and Sam, you are also the assistant director?
Yes.
Yes? And the main star?
Well, one of them. My mom, Donna, is also a star.
Okay. Is she actually your mom, or in the show, she's the... Okay.
She's played by Sharon Martin.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. Okay, because I got lost. I will say this, all right? I knew I was doing this interview for Mamma Mia, and I just told Sam and Adam this, that I wanted to rewatch the movie, because it's been a long time since I've seen the movie, and I don't remember the exact story, right?
Yeah.
So then I wanted to rewatch the movie in the last couple of days, so that I was refreshed for this interview, and I didn't get a chance to do it.
You're a professional, man. You're really prepared for these.
So, no, but this is the thing, is that I don't remember exactly who the characters are, what the characters' names are, or whatever. I have a general idea of what the story is. But I'm asking because somebody else might have no idea what the story is. Sam, can you take me through it as the star of the show?
I can't even fathom not knowing the story of Mamma Mia. But essentially, I play Sophie, and Sophie's getting married. Okay. And Sophie has never known her father. So she looks through her mom's diary and finds out that she has three possible fathers. She decides to invite them to her impending wedding. And all chaos ensues after that because she doesn't tell her mom, and her mom is freaking out that these three men have showed up in her life after 20 years of being gone and never told them that she had a daughter. And so it's that relationship development between Sophie and her mother, and also between Sophie and her three fathers as well, and the reestablishing of those bonds. And it's a really nice and really funny show.
And you play one of the potential dads,
I'm one of the potential dads. So obviously I use a lot of aging makeup to make it seem realistic as I do this character. So,
Do you really?
I put some on this morning too, you may have noticed.
Oh, okay. So that answer is no. Okay.
Yeah, no, so I'm one of the three fathers, Harry, stuffy banker that's coming back to the island on Greece, and he's going to see what happens.
Now, Mamma Mia is a musical. Is it produced as a musical through the Guysborough Players as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pleasantly surprised by the talent of our cast, because I think it's rare when you have such a small group to have such amazing talent. That offers themselves so freely to showcase their talents to the public.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed. Like, I didn't know what to expect from a community theater. I mean, people know Sharon Martin. She's a really good singer. I was really impressed with Sam. I didn't know Sam before this. So we do a song together and where I'm playing the guitar and singing, and then she comes into it. And the first time we did it, I was stunned. I almost stopped playing. But, yeah, so there's some really talented singers in this.
So you're playing guitar on stage?
Oh, yeah.
Like a rock band by yourself, though?
Well, it's a slower kind of a song.
What song is it? Can
it's,
I ask?
Yeah, sure. It's Our Last Summer, which is not a... It wasn't a big hit that I knew of from ABBA. Like, some of the big hits, like Dancing Queen and Waterloo, and some of these other ones we play in the show. But there's a few others that are lesser known that are really, really good songs. Like, they're a great band.
Well, ABBA's a great band.
Well, yeah.
And, of course, I guess you would know, Scott.
I thought you were talking about yourself. You're like, ABBA's a great band.
I can play the guitar, as you would know. Sometimes I'm usually playing late at night, depending on where I am. But
can't tell those stories on the radio.
Yeah, but no, it's so there's some great singers and some great songs.
Yeah. Okay, so Sam, as the assistant director, I guess, what's your story? Like, some people know the Adam Rogers story. What's Sam's story?
Well, I'm originally a Newfoundlander, but I was raised in PEI, and then I went to nursing school at X.
Mm-hmm.
And when I graduated, I decided to stay in Guysborough, where I had done a clinical rotation, and I now own a house just outside of Guysborough, and I live there, and I work as an RN in the nursing home and in the hospital in Guysborough.
So are you a singing RN, or are you just singing on stage?
I am Sam, the singing nurse. Really? That's what they call me at work,
Okay. That's what I heard.
That's what I heard. So that's actually kind of cool.
right?
Yeah, and I had lessons like throughout school for about 3 years, and then I just kind of lapsed. So like this coming into Mamma Mia, as soon as I found out, and initially when the first show wanted to do it pre-pandemic, I was in a stage in my life where I was just so busy, and I had originally declined being in the show, and then the pandemic hit and it got delayed, and then I had that opportunity to audition again, and I was like, oh, there's no way I'm going to be not auditioning. So I did it, and I'm so glad that I did. And honestly, if it wasn't for the pandemic, I wouldn't be here right now, like talking to you. So
it's, well, people's lives have changed drastically in every way, shape, or form. So now you've found theater.
I've rediscovered theater.
I
was in drama like all throughout high school and stuff like that, and I did a show at the Theater Anna Gnesteren University. And I'm so happy that Guysborough has this little group. Like, it's amazing. Guysborough is just like limitless in its opportunities.
There's so many people involved in the show, in the, you know, backstage, makeup, you know, all of the stuff, the, you know, dancing coordination, and there's many, many volunteers. So, yeah, it's very impressive to see it all come together.
Now, and the fact is, you've done two shows already in Guysborough. You're taking the show on the road to Mulgrave.
Yeah.
You're doing a show on Saturday. Tell me about the show and what's left for tickets and stuff. Do you know?
Actually, you know what? I was talking to Heather Brennan, the Heart of the Community Award winner last night. She said there's only 15 tickets left. There may not be many of them. So they're
limited tickets available.
And I'm not sure what the total occupancy is of this, it's a former gymnasium where we're performing, so it could be a big crowd there Saturday night.
So it's at the Memorial Education Center?
Yeah. What's that?
It's at the Memorial Education Center?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. On Saturday, 15 tickets or less available, so you might want to get your tickets quickly. How can people get their tickets? Do they call Heather directly? Do they call the Mulgrave Recreation Office? Where do they go?
Yeah, the Mulgrave Recreation Office.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so get your tickets there. Show starts when on Saturday?
7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's going to be a great time. Everybody's pretty excited to get back on stage. And
I could do it all day every day.
Yeah. Really?
I could do it all day every day.
Really? Yeah. So here's another question. When you say you could do this all day every day, you prepare for this show. You take months and months and months to prepare for the show. You do the show twice in Guysborough.
I know.
Then you do the show one time in Mulgrave. That's three times total.
Yeah.
And then that's it?
That's it.
I know. It seems like a shame, but, you know, we really could, because everybody is so ready now, right? And has it down so well. It seems like a shame to just let that drift off. But anyway, that's what it is.
So you want to do it again? Like, we just continue just putting it.
Just stand travel the country.
Just stand at the end of the road somewhere. You can be the traveling road Guysborough players.
Traveling Guysborough troop.
Yeah. That could work. That could work. You never know. Yeah. But if you want to see the show, if you want to see Mamma Mia, that I did hear rave reviews about the one in Guysborough, and I was kind of upset because I had told Adam that I wanted to go, and then I didn't get a chance to go to the one in Guysborough, and I'm still fingers crossed a little bit that I'm going to get in on Saturday.
Get your tickets.
I'm fingers crossed. My girlfriend's got tickets. She's already gone. I told her I don't know if I'm going to go or not or whatever, and then I was like, yeah, I should probably go. I want to go. And then she already bought the tickets, and then there were assigned seats and stuff, and what, I don't want to sit in the back by myself is what I'm saying, you know.
Well, we'll find a spot for you, buddy.
All right, so then I'll probably see you at the show on Saturday night. Saturday, Mulgrave. Now here's my question. All right, we've been talking about Mamma Mia, we've been talking about ABBA for a while. I'm gonna play an ABBA song. I'm going to go to Sam because she's the assistant director of the show. Sam, what's your favorite ABBA song? And then if I've got it, I'll play it.
Oh, well, I know you're going to have Dancing Queen. It's always been my go-to.
Really?
Yeah, it's my go-to karaoke song.
See, I think, oh, it's your go-to karaoke song?
It is.
Yeah.
Lady, here we go. This is, you know what's going to happen now. Today is, what day is it today? Today is Thursday. So we need Thursday morning karaoke. So this is how, the look on her face right now.
Here we go.
You're really putting me on the spot, Scotty.
Something we used to do on this show a long time ago was we would just play a song and you just sing along to it. Look, the gum is coming out and everything. She's going to prepare. I like this.
She's a pro, man.
But we would just start singing. Why? Because we can. Because it's fun. And you've got that look like she's already in character.
The song is already playing in my head.
I already see it. You can see it in her face. I know you can't see it, but we can see it. So we can, put those on. Put those on. We'll sing along a little bit. Like, we don't have to do the whole thing, but just fun to do because, you know, fun. It's Dancing Queen. It's ABBA with the cast of Mamma Mia on 101.5 The Hawk.
You can dance. You can jive. Having the time of your life.
Yeah!
Ooh, see that girl. Watch that scene. Dig in the Dancing Queen.
She's a singing nurse. A singing nurse. The guys were all players. Let's keep going. You good to keep going? Yep. Let's go.
Friday night and the lights are low. Looking out for a place to go. Where they play the right music. Getting in the swing. You come to look for a king. Anybody could be that guy. The night is young and the music's high. With a bit of rock music, everything is fine. You're in the mood for a dance. And when you get the chance, you are the dancing queen. Young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel the beat from the tambourine. Oh yeah. You can dance, you can jive. Having the time of your life. Ooh, see that girl. Watch that scene, dig in the Dancing Queen.
That's just a taste of what you'll hear at Mamma Mia Saturday night in Mulgrave.
The Hyundai Advantage sales event is now on at Gaywood Hyundai.